Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
I know. Have you seen this? Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Del, I don't know. But it's three guys standing there, pelvic thrusting, in the middle of the street, and they're wearing cowboy hats. And then it's three other guys doing it as well. It's a pelvic thrust-a-thon. It looks like some kind of... That guy's an actor. That guy. It looks like some kind of a television show.
It's like Kyle Brandt from Good Morning Football.
He does look like Kyle Brandt.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Kyle Brandt. What's he doing? Tell him to stop. He's going to lose his job with the NFL. I wish they would stop doing that, though.
It's Twitter.
They're in a triangle, three guys, and they're all just pelvic thrusting.
You don't have to watch that.
I know, but it looked pretty funny. I just wish they'd stop doing it. I don't know.
Look at Dell has switched me off of the Twitch stream. He turned me off.
No, you're on.
You're still on over there.
What are you talking about? That one is the one that actually people see, you crazy person.
Okay. I'm out of here.
What's the matter with you? In fact, you're leaving anyway, so why are you upset?
Oh, did you just break that mic? Did you break that mic?
Nope.
Look at you. You're moving it around, and you're going to break it. So, Del, do you have any hope right now for Miami?
I mean, it'll Bam doesn't play. No. You know what? I won't allow a game one blowout to determine how I feel. I didn't think they were going to win the series. It's a little disheartening the way that game turned out, but nothing in that game makes me feel any less or any better or worse. We'll see. I said before, this particular scenario for me as a Heat fan is like, well,
the injuries don't make you feel worse?
I just said that. I said,
well, if Goran Dragic too.
I just said if Bam doesn't play, it makes me feel worse. I don't know. Goran might not play, he won't. But as far as the games itself, I'm at a place where, hey, we made it to the finals in a season where people thought we would be a 7 seed. So whatever happens, happens. I just know in 2021, Giannis is coming, so I'm fine. Huh. I mean, I'm at a place where this is all gravy. I would like them to play better. Hopefully they show up in game two. But this is gravy. I'm cool. We'll see what happens. This is fun for me. They're at a place that they haven't been since down 14 and an upset. Really, let's just see.
I'm just shocked. I saw the beginning. We were all there. Did you get our text about our team?
You're not. It's not your team.
It's our team. Me and Lance were root for the home team. I was all on board, man. When they started that game, I was like, "You see,
they look
you
good.
See? They looked really good."
I just don't know.
It didn't
what
last
happened.
That long.
No, I mean,
but I just can't believe that the Lakers are this much better than them.
They're not that much better. That was an awful game, and like I said, I mean, because of it's the finals, people tend to be like, well, and because of what people thought going in, the Lakers, a lot of people thought, not necessarily the show, that the Lakers would blow them away. It just confirms what other people believe. But I can see the Heat coming back, particularly if Bam plays, that they'll be competitive in game two and maybe win it. And then the narrative changes. All it takes is a better performance and a win. And then people are like, oh, wait a minute. We'll just have to see it. The Lakers might come out and put them away early, and then maybe everyone's suspicions about this series is right. But all it takes is one game, and those things start to change.
Yep.
We'll see.
Did you see the story about San Diego Loyal?
I did. Landon Donovan's the coach of that team, a former U.S. international, maybe the best player to ever play for the U.S. soccer men's national team. He's the manager.
He's the owner.
Oh, he's the owner too? But he's the manager as well. And it's an interesting story. certainly, and also the audio that came with it is interesting as well.
You got Landon?
Well, it's an entire conversation between Landon, the ref, and the opposing manager as they discuss what went on. If you missed it yesterday in the USL, which is the US's second division in terms of professional soccer, a player from San Diego's team is openly gay. And
he came out in 2018.
Yes, and it's alleged by the players on the field that a slur was said, I guess, in a different language to him. I think the slur translated is, I guess, bitch boy, from what I can tell.
And what was the, what language?
I don't know. But Landon said, or at least the players on the field said, I guess it was in a different language, I'm not sure, but they said bitch boy was what was said. Maybe it was in English. And they were like, well, you know what that means. The players are talking about it. That's a slur. And they've been through this already because I think even in their previous game, one of their players was called the N-word and by an opponent, and that opponent got cut. That guy played for LA Galaxy too, so the LA Galaxy second division team. So they're like, we're not doing this again. We just went through this with a slur. We're not going to play. And they are, in fact, leading in the game, in the match, and they just walked off the field. So I'm trying to cue it up, but I'm watching the players walk off the field, and then they have the sound.
I misinterpreted it as calling the other guy gay. No, I'm telling you, I heard your player saying that.
That's Landon talking to the ref.
That's why I'm rescinding the red card. I heard that word, and I sent it
to you. That was one of the players saying to the opposing coach, your player called my gay teammate a B-boy. And then that's what set everybody off. The referee is explaining. The referee gave the Phoenix Rising player a red card, and then he said he was going to rescind it because he actually heard gay from the San Diego team.
But you said a B-boy?
A bitch boy, apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
I've heard that term way outside. I mean, I've just heard that term used in a derogatory way between guys.
Yeah, but...
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't mean that
for behavior or whatever... No, I'm just saying it can't. Can you 100% say that just because he's gay, that was a slur to him? Because I'm telling you now, I've heard it said between straight guys.
I don't know, but I just know how San Diego took it.
Straight guys say the F word or whatever to each other too. That doesn't mean it's not a homophobic slur. You know what I'm saying?
So every time a guy calls another guy a bitch, that's a homophobic slur?
Well, he didn't just say bitch. He said bitch boy.
What's the difference?
Well, according to my favorite place, Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
It says a male who is a sissy or submissive and then it gets into some more vulgar stuff. So maybe there is some background as far as that particular phrase.
I didn't know that was a, but.
Then don't you have to come out?
If it is a homophobic slur, then, man, I'm telling you what, people are now.
They walked
people
off in the middle of a game.
People are now forfeiting.
Yeah, they were leading in a playoff chase, and they're like, we're not playing. We're done here. Because, like I said, a previous game, a player got called the N-word.
Now, when fans are back, what do you do? And fans start throwing
that. Well, we've known in Europe that's happened quite a bit in terms of whether it be throwing bananas at black players or just issuing slurs. Some players have walked off the field. Some games have been canceled in the middle of it. Other times they try to keep the game going, and then later on they punish the fans by keeping them out of the stadium for a couple games. I don't think we've ever seen it in America where a team itself decided, maybe we have, but I don't remember it on the professional level. We're not playing. Bye. We're forfeiting a game in which we were actually leading 3-1. And the conversation audio goes on. You can find it. It's just I'm able to understand it because they have the subtitles. It may be a little bit more difficult to understand. But one of the coaches was, again, Landon Donovan, U.S. International. And that was his team who said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. We're leaving. Bye.
Wow. I'm going to tell you what. This is a different world. You call somebody that, and back in the, you know, if you thought you get punched in the face or you get shoot back, I mean, that would be going on the whole game. And worse, much worse than that.
Well, yeah.
Now you're walking off the field.
But did you have an openly gay player it being thrown at? Because that was their issue, that this was an openly gay player and you threw that at and you said that to him.
Well, I'm sure if guys – wait, yes. Oh, not open, because there's never been openly gay players. So that's different. But if teams thought a guy on the other team was gay, you know they'd be throwing at him the whole game. It's a different world.
Yeah.
It's a different world.
And I don't think you should be able to get away with it. The thing is, do you stop playing? I don't think it was simply that. Sure, that's a vulgar thing and you don't want to be part of it, but this was the second time in a couple weeks that they had to go, that they went through this. And I guess they said at some point, players in this league aren't going to continue to denigrate our teammates like this.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Wow. So you just, okay, if you're down in a game against them, you throw a homophobic slur and they walk off and you win?
You would hope. I don't think they're categorizing it. From what I could tell, they called it a forfeit, but they're not going to count it as one way or the other. Maybe you will hope people are better than that. You just don't call someone that because you're a better person.
If I need a win.
Well, I don't think they're getting the win. It's just called a forfeit.
Well, the other team walked off the field.
They're not, from what I can tell.
I get my dub.
They're not giving them a win.
I get my dub right here, right now.
Let's see. The game was not recognized in the league's results, and the match has been ruled a forfeit. So apparently no one gets anything from it.
Nobody gets anything?
No.
Well, if I'm down, I don't get a loss either.
I mean, yes, you can look at it that way.
Playoff game? Okay. Final? What is it?
USL.
USL finals? Hey. Take some of this.
No.
Walk off. Okay, bye. See ya.
I would.
Champions.
You wouldn't be a champion. They would just investigate it and kick your player off the team, and you wouldn't play in the game, and then you play it again. You wouldn't be the champion.
Nah, they ain't playing it again. We ain't playing this again. Well, we were down, but we ain't picking it up right where it was.
I don't know.
You walked off the field. We didn't.
I know what you're saying, but according to USL, that wouldn't be a viable option to throw a slur to avoid something like that.
I don't know. I don't know where I stand on that. Whatever. I just, it's an awfully different world. 1013 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in to hang with us.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.
This fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal Box of Awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. I love The Aged, which is an aging kit for your favorite booze. They've got something for everybody, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month, no matter what you're into. Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. I'm looking forward to the flip of a gorgeous folding knife made from Damascus steel. To get started, take a quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off.
.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hero of the series, Fromber, Tucker, Correa, or Javier?
It's Fromber.
No. Correa.
No, you asked me. I said Fromber. That's my answer. Yeah, your answer is different.
That's a wrong answer.
Your answer is wrong. I don't care about Correa's mouth. And a lot of people were, whatever. You beat a team who never wins playoff games. We don't care. That was the response from people. Beat a team who actually wins playoff games. Correa.
3-for-6, 2 walks, a home run, the game-winning homer.
Fromber is not Fromber. You're never leading in that series, and it changes the complexion of the series. That's why I'm taking Fromber.
But, well, what, I mean, somebody else could have done that.
Who?
But nobody else did anything offensively.
Who else, Tucker. Who else was going to shut the Twins down for multiple innings like Fromber did?
Well, Taylor.
Oh.
Or Scrub.
You just talked about how, look, I'm not. We had a, a whole segment.
Javier
about
came in and did the same thing.
You wouldn't have led. That's what I'm saying.
But nobody did what Correa did.
I'm taking Fromber. He set the tone for that entire series. They lose game one. Then there's at least the game three.
Boop, boop, boop.
You don't win. Because if there's a game.
Winner.
If no Fromber.
Winner chicken
even
dinner.
There's no chicken dinners. Even if Christian Javier.
There's only one win. You had to have
what
two
he
wins.
Did. The point is, even if Christian Javier did what he did in game two and Fromber didn't show up in game one. Then you're in game three, and you just said there's no way they're winning game three.
Stand back. Stand by.
Oh, I guess we know which group you'd rather have your son in. No, Fromber. Set the tone. Shout out to Fromber Valdez.
Shout out to Carlos Correa. It's because you're racist. That's why.
How so? Aren't they both Hispanic?
I don't know.
And Latin?
I just think you're racist. That's all.
Against who?
I don't know. Just anybody.
That doesn't make any sense. We're having a conversation about two players.
I heard Joe Biden say it, so I'm going
to
say it.
To me?
No, to our great president. But call him a racist.
But how does that apply to me?
I don't know. Because you're just like him.
I heard Joe Biden say that to our great president.
You're arguing just like him.
You're a racist. I heard it.
I heard it,
Joe
too.
Joe Biden said it, so you're a racist. Apparently, since that's the logic you're using.
Apparently, you are. That's all I'm saying. I'm going with Carlos Correa. Hero. Seventh inning bomb.
AL wild card MVP. Fromber.
3 for 6, 1625 OPS.
Whatever. Fromber. Give me more Fromber.
Yeah. You can have more Fromber. I'm going to give me more Correa. Take Correa all
whatever.
Day.
Whatever. Congratulations, Carlos Correa.
You're slurping up Fromber.
That's right. And you're slurping up Correa.
No.
All because he's got a big mouth.
What? What
we
did he tell him? And then what happened? What did Fromber say after the game?
Nothing. He just goes out there and he said, throws dimes.
What did Correa say?
I don't know. My ribs.
Hey, how's that taste?
My rib still hurts.
You know what he says? Sorry. How's that taste, bitches?
I can't credit anyone who allowed a massage to break his ribs. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm never
That's my guy.
Sure
Carlos is my guy.
Until he leaves and becomes a Yankee or a Met. Fromber's staying.
Fromber's staying because nobody will take him. Nobody will
have
him.
After this? After this season?
Yeah,
okay.
That is true. Somebody will take him. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. On ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 1019. Astros win. Okay. What's your rotation?
I'd rather never see McCullers, but I guess I can't guarantee that.
He's been good the last couple of starts. I think we can't underplay that, but I'm certainly not starting him game one.
I mean, not playing till Monday. Right? Is
right.
That when the series starts?
So everybody's ready. Even Urquidy. Urquidy and Javier, both ready.
I'll go.
4 days rest.
Grinky, Urquidy. I guess McCullers game three.
You'll go Grinky, Urquidy, McCullers?
Yeah, I guess.
And are you going to use. Are you going to save Javier and Fromber?
For
starts? Or are you going to use them out of the pen?
It all depends on how these games going. I'm not making that determination. And depends how the games are going. If you're down.
Well, that's not. Now, don't forget now. It's not that easy. If Fromber is going to pitch, if he's going to pitch on Thursday, he throws on Monday. So he's got to have a bullpen.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can't just, wait. Now start. He's got to get ready for a start. You got to know how you're going to go about this. Because they've got to prepare 2 days, 3 days before, and be ready for the start.
You can throw a session, isn't that what happens in all postseasons?
What?
Your starter can become your long reliever?
Not really, no. No. Uh-uh. You got starter. You know who your starters are going to be, and then you
so
go
Fromber
to your
So Fromber starting game four on a Thursday, and it turns out you need him on a Wednesday, he wouldn't pitch?
If
he schedules to start on a Thursday,
yeah,
and it turns out you actually really need him on a Wednesday, he wouldn't pitch on the Wednesday.
Oh no, he would. But then what are you going to do on Thursday?
That's what I understood. You can prepare him to be your starter, but the situation will be determined when he comes in. If you don't need him, then you pitch him on Thursday.
Well, let's face it. If you're down 2-0, then it's all hands on deck.
Yeah,
it's all hands on deck.
So just treat him like you normally would, but allow him to know that we might.
Well,
I'm
talking about game one, though. Okay, Greinke has gone through four. He's thrown 80 pitches.
Then when would Christian Javier be available?
He'll be available. They're all available.
Then use Christian. If it becomes a thing where you need Christian Javier in game one, and he was scheduled to start a potential game five.
So then now you're saying that game five is, you know, up for grabs.
Yeah. Maybe. Who do you want to go to? If Greinke
because
goes,
you don't have five starters now.
If you go four and two-thirds, who would you rather come? If Greinke goes four and two-thirds, and let's say you're up 3-1. Let's say you get some runs on the board, but Greinke's
struggling.
Who do you want to go to preserve a lead for the next?
Yeah, I think, well, I think you have set you put the recipe out there. And you know what? If that's the case, then you'd have Greinke and Fromber for game five on 3 days rest, both of them. I would do Fromber there.
In game one?
Get game one. I mean, that's huge, especially in a five-game series to take the first game.
That's why I said I understand those guys have to be prepared, but they can also be prepared to know that at any point plans will change. But the three definites are Keady, McCullers, and Greinke, not necessarily in that order, but those are the three definites, and the other two are guys who may show up in a game one or game two, and then if things go better than we are actually projecting, then we'll see them in a game four. No hard and fast situations for me right now.
Yeah, it's just, man, a bullpen game in game four if you're down 2-1. Holy crap.
This is the business they're in. This is
that's because, yeah. Well, it really is. It really is because their bullpen has been a disaster all year.
Yeah, if you could trust normal bullpen guys to get you outs, then we would be having a different conversation. But we know an Astros run, as we're setting this up to see how far the Astros can go, it's not going to be typical.
If you're, okay, let's say you win that game one with Greinke and Fromber again, and you're in the same situation with Urquidy, do you bring in Javier to try to go up 2-0, leave it up to McCullers in game three, and then whatever happens the rest of the series?
Yeah, because it's a shorter series, and if you have a chance to go up 2-0, you take it. And that means, can you cobble together enough to get you one win in the last three? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it's a longer series, I might have a different perspective, because even if you win game two, you're only halfway there. Now you're a game away. Look, that's fantasy world at this point, maybe to win the first two, but you go grab your wins, then hopefully you have enough in the next three to find a way. And who knows, maybe in one of those games your bats put up seven, and the bullpen game, whatever it is, isn't so much of a big deal. Go grab your two wins any way you can find them if it comes down to that. And we'll work from there.
Yeah, I hate to go into it with all or nothing. And if you, God forbid you lose a Greinke Fromber game.
Well,
God forbid you lose if you use Urquidy and Javier in a game as well, in game two, if you go the same recipe that you used here and you lose either of those games, you've lost the series.
But the Astros, I mean, we're not operating from a position of strength. This is way different than having Cole and Verlander and Greinke last year. You're operating like a team who's playing in the college baseball World Series or playoffs or regional, where you're kind of the underdog and you don't even know how you got to this point. Like, you won your regional, surprisingly, and now you're in the super regional, and you know you don't have the arms to go arm for arm. You just have to find a way. And this is what they are. They're a three seed in a regional in the college baseball playoffs. You got to do whatever. And if you can steal a win, quote unquote steal a win, by using your top two long relievers in the situation who would be starters in a different situation, oh well. Beat Coastal Carolina, whoever the hell they were. I don't know what their rotation was like, but you're facing the monsters of the SEC. You're facing Vanderbilt. Do what you got to do. This ain't typical for them. They're not supposed to win the series. Right?
Right.
They've not been good. So I don't think anything normal is something we can expect. Unless Greinke goes seven. Unless that happens. And then it changes what you do. But who would you trust to get you the last two outs? Let's go with the scenario that you don't have to use a Fromber or Christian for Javier. Who do you trust to get the last two innings, the last six outs?
Taylor and Presley.
You trust Presley?
You got to. I mean, that's what you got. What are you going to do? That's all you got.
Yeah.
That's all you got.
So we're playing the whole...
There's nothing you can do about
it. We're doing this whole scenario where things are tough. And by the way, we forgot. We've been talking all this baseball, and I hate you for it. We got Throw Shade Thursday up next.
What? Let's throw some, make some shade. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. It's Throw Shade Thursday next.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 10:30 on ESPN 97.5. Time to throw some, make some shade. What did somebody do to you this week? Did they, I don't know, did they pee in your cereal? That's kind of a bad thing. I would definitely be opposed to that. Did they sleep with your wife? Yes. Yes. Did they call you a cuck? That happened earlier on the show. I think Lance said that.
No, you said that.
Well, I think Lance said it.
I will tell you, you said that about him.
But I thought it was Lance. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It was said on the show, and Lance needs to apologize.
Well, he didn't say it, though.
But it doesn't matter.
So you say it, but you don't have to apologize?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So all of that happened. 713-780-3776 is the number if you need to throw shade at someone in a hurry. So let's do it. Are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. Well, let's start with our boy. We never get to start with him. La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy. Delvincito!
Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning. Shout out to my boy TJ and Boma and my boy Joseph back in H-Town. Here goes my shade. I want to throw shade at every single person, not you guys, on ESPN, always bringing up the cheating scandal for the Astros. I swear to God that I keep hearing they're just a bunch of haters, okay? And all I got to say is, what Carlos Correa really wanted to say is do your job, bitch. Shade thrown.
Throw some, make some shade.
He did kind of want to say that. He almost did say it. I didn't see him hear him drop the B word. Is it a homophobic slur if you call her that bitch, Carol Baskin?
No, I don't think bitch is the word. It's when you drop bitch boy.
Oh. You just said it again.
But I didn't say it at any point.
Why don't you just say Redskin, bitch boy?
See, you are the issue because I didn't direct it at anyone, and then you dropped the R word, and then you called me one, a B boy. So you just used the homophobic slur, not me.
I did not use.
Did you call me a B boy?
No, I said, why don't you just say Redskin bitch boy? Because you just keep saying bitch boy, and like it's okay to say.
But how many
I'm
times
offended?
How many times you said the R word in the last minute?
I didn't say any R words.
Okay.
You're the R word.
Luke. There it is again.
Luke is here. What up, Luke?
Well, he stole my ESPN thunder, but I would like to throw some shade at homophobic soccer players and at your buddy Mickey for going over to China, having relations with the bat, and bringing back COVID.
Oh.
Make some shade.
There it is. That's unfortunate. I didn't know Nicky brought it back with him.
Mickey?
I don't know who that is.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, Mickey.
Mouse and a bat.
Oh. Thomas is next. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's going on? I want to throw some shade at Dell. I saw him out in the city. I walked up to him. I was like, hey, Dell, just shake his hand. He turned and gave me the middle finger.
Yeah.
It's okay. I still listen. Just want to throw some shade.
Thank you.
Make some shade.
Yeah.
No, you can't refute
sure
it.
Sure I can.
You did it.
No.
And so there's nothing you can do about it. I can refute said it.
If you let me throw my shade, I can.
Okay, you're going to use your shade?
All right, then. No, I'm not. I can throw my shade at any point, so I'll wait until all these calls go and throw my shade at all.
Yeah,
anyone.
Because somebody else is going to probably come after you.
Yeah.
By throwing, because you're antisocial. Michael is next. What up, Michael?
What's up, John? It's Schwab.
What's going on?
Hey, man. Schwab from Twitter. Just got to throw some shade at the national media for all of the bias that we heard during the Astros game. And then seeing Correa just school them on right after the game. Love to see it. Love to see the Astros win. And then to all of Astros Twitter who are fighting hard for the Astros when every other team is dumping on them. Good, good. Love to see the shade.
All right.
Throw some, make some shade.
Thank you. Michael? Was that Michael? Next up is Kevin. Kevin, what's going on?
Yeah, I want to throw shade at Bill O'Brien's blow-up doll, Kyle McNair, for just sitting there, not doing anything. Thanks.
Throw some, make some shade.
What did he call him?
Bill O'Brien's blow-up doll, Kyle McNair.
Oh, wow. That's ugly. Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I got that question for you. Hey, so you gonna bring back your college football podcast?
Yeah, I was thinking about coming back next week. Just had some things to do that I couldn't get to it, but yeah, it'll be back next week. I'll be doing that. Okay. Do you have suggestions about what I should put on it, Lazy J?
Yeah, can you just go ahead and scratch that whole college football podcast and just join up with Raheel? Because Jose Partida is ass, bro. I'm so tired of watching his podcast. I'm trying to support my boy Raheel, but man, Raheel's podcast ass, bro.
You know what?
Come on,
I'm,
man. Y'all team back up, man.
You know what I'm not going to do?
That's not even my shade.
You know what I'm not going to do? Trash Jose and join the podcast. What's the matter with you?
Come on, man. What? Come on, man. Raheel out here looking like Devontae West. Dale, Mark Cuban, go pick his ass up.
Raheel's not looking for me. He's never asked me to be on it, so I'm not going to jump in when that's Jose's thing. What's your shade?
Yeah. My shade this week is to all my family members that are Latino, that are voting for Trump. I hope y'all all EAD. My aunt, don't show up to Thanksgiving dinner anyways because your food is garbage. Those old fake-ass tamales from San Antonio, your bullshit-ass coleslaw, don't show up.
I
did
shade.
Dump that. Of course, BS, it's gonna go out over 92.5.
Oh no!
Yeah, because for whatever reason our setup is, you have to dump it on both places.
Hey, you can't say BS ass.
No,
okay?
Well, you can say ass. You just can't say the first
BS,
part.
You can't say that. Come on,
you know better.
You know better.
Actually,
than
you
that.
Don't. You've said
he
other things before.
He's pissed over, off at his family.
Well, there it is.
That's what shade's for. Tommy Stark, what up?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hey, stand back, stand by. Hey, Mike, I just wanted to throw shade to Chris Wallace, the mediator during the presidential debate. I was just waiting for him to, you know, when they were talking about taxes, I was just wanting him to stand up and just say, what taxes? What taxes? And also, at any point, he should have just stood up and just said, do the damn debate, bitch.
Hmm.
Make some shade.
That gets a lot of play.
Well, that's your doing.
Oh, I never said that.
Okay.
Have I ever said do the damn debate, bitch?
You've said it in other ways. Do your job. What's the trade? What team? You've done that. And you wanted this, and now you're comfortable with it?
Never done it.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. Underrated mess. There's no proof.
There's plenty.
Underrated mess. What's up?
Yo, fellas. I'm going to throw some shade at those bums on the ESPN broadcast when Carlos Correa went yard 430 feet and they said, home run by Alex Correa.
Yeah.
Put some respect on his name. Shade.
Make some shade.
Carl Ravage, right?
I think so, yeah.
Nice job, Carl Ravage. Alex Correa. Who is Alex Correa?
Maybe he thinks he's so much like A-Rod. He's going to combine the names.
Maybe. Or maybe he thought he was Alex Cora.
Possibly. Who knows?
I don't know, but that's terrible, Carl Ravage. The biggest home run of his career, and you're putting Alex Correa on him. Is that the biggest home run of his career?
Has he hit one in a World Series before?
Yeah, he hit in a World Series, didn't he?
I don't know.
Did he hit one in a World Series?
I don't know.
Did he hit one in that big 12-11 game?
I don't know. I'd have to go look at the numbers.
I don't remember. Alex, Throw some, make some shade.
What's up, guys? Great show as usual. I just want to throw some shade at my girlfriend. She suggested we role play the other night, and I kind of got into it. And so, like, I started calling her my stepsister. I was like, stop, Mom's going to find us. And she just shut it down. She wouldn't even, like, fulfill me. Like, So shade thrown at her. I'm not happy about it, but I'll find another way.
I'm throw some, make some shade.
I mean, I don't want to refute. I'll just give you some advice. Sometimes you just got to know your partner. Maybe have that conversation beforehand. Can I call you my stepsister? Because I watch so much Pornhub that I really want to do that. You have to ask. Because you know what? I mean, outside of those scenarios you see on porn, I don't think many women want to be referred to as your stepsister. I don't think it's a real. I don't think that's a real thing.
I don't know. What's your stepsister look like?
I don't. Maybe
there's some issue there. Well, I mean, no, if he's got a hot stepsister.
I don't think it's that. I think he's watched so much porn.
Is it okay? Okay, there's a question. If she's not related to you. Dad marries a woman. She's got a hot daughter. Where do you stand on that?
Where do I stand? Where do you stand on it?
Well, I mean, you're not related.
Well,
I mean, Dad found Mom attractive. Why can't I find a daughter attractive?
What if you grew up with her? Like, what age do you have to meet this girl? Like, when you're both already grown, and your dad and mom get
did you their watch dad, the Umbrella Academy? They grew up together.
Yeah, and it's been weird for them. And has it been natural for them?
No, but no. They know what their feelings are.
True, but
they're the ones that suppress their feelings.
Yes, I'm aware. I've seen the movie. I mean, I've seen the show.
I think it's okay. Now, if it's a half sister, I'm.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So you're
not in Louisiana, but here.
Are you? So there's no like if they met because their mom and dad the mom and dad got married at 12, they grew up together in the same house for 6 years, and it's still not a problem for you?
No. I mean, I got to know you better. I like you even more.
This is
and I got to see you develop.
Ooh. John, me and Wendy are going to have a talk about you. That's not the Disney way.
It's not a made for TV.
No, the Disney.
But did you think, little did I know that Greg Brady and the mom, I always thought he was going after Marcia, right?
In real life, turns out it was
mom.
The mom.
Yeah.
It's not a Disney way
of doing it. Is that better?
I don't know. Well, they're not.
Dad married.
Well, that's different. That's TV. They're not related in real life by any way, shape, or form. Not by law. Not by blood. Nothing. Mm-hmm. This may be one of your more controversial takes.
No, Manny says not your Manny. Manny.
Your Manny.
Yeah, totally okay. Is she hot? She's hot. If she's hot, that's okay. You're not related.
I mean, that's a tough line to walk.
I've always.
Would the parents be okay with it?
I've been torn on that.
Would the parents be okay with it? Okay.
Hey, listen. I didn't bring her into the family. You did. Okay? By the way, you thought
I'm asking you.
You thought her mom was hot. Why can't I think she's hot?
I'm asking you. You're a father.
Mm-hmm.
And if Wendy had a daughter from her previous marriage, JT's age, and they grew up together at a certain point, mm-hmm. and eventually, when they're like 21, you know what? We're both adults now. We're out of the house. Well, not JT, but the other girl moves out. Are you okay with it?
Yeah.
Okay. There's the answer for you.
Yeah, I would be okay with it. Yeah, it's okay. They're not related. I mean, maybe they were thrown into that circumstances. You know what? Maybe God said that's the circumstances that we brought you two together.
I can't trust you. You have too many Louisiana ties.
No. I'm not about... No. Stepsister? I mean...
I know, no halves.
Half sister?
No halfsies. I get it.
No.
But it's a sliding scale in Louisiana.
Oh, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's not something I can live with.
No, it's a little rough.
That whole cousin thing. 1044 ESPN 97.5. We got News of the Weird coming your way next.
Well, that's
anywhere.
A great lead in for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, do you have Neanderthal genes?
Can I find that out on 23andMe?
I don't know. Here's the deal. A strand of DNA inherited by modern humans is linked to the likelihood of falling severely ill. Modern humans and Neanderthals could be forgiven for having other issues on their minds when they interbred in the Stone Age. But according to researchers, those ancient couplings laid a grim foundation for deaths around the world today. If you're part, speaking of interbreeding,
but
a strand of DNA from interbreeders in the Neanderthal age makes you more likely to die of COVID-19. You're paying for the sins from thousands and thousands of thousands of years
maybe
ago.
Even millions. I've been okay so far, so maybe I'm good.
Yeah. Do you think that you should spend 34 years in prison if you set fire to a pair of curtains?
Did the curtains light an entire building and then a person on fire? I feel like that's a little strong as far as the sentence.
Apparently, he set fire to a pair of curtains and he started, it was in a church. And he spent 23 years and then absconding from day release was his latest rebellion against the system that would keep him in prison for twice as long as the average time served for murder.
And maybe we need to
change. Seems like a little harsh.
Maybe we need to change the sentencing rules.
And that wasn't in North Korea.
Where was it?
It was in another place.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the headline?
No, I'm reading the story, but it's a really, really long story. Long story.
It seems like they're out of whack.
Kingston,
New York?
No.
Jamaica?
In England.
Okay. Seems a little out of sorts. I feel like setting, I don't care where the curtains are, 34 years for it? Nah. The judge needs to use some common sense.
I'm going to send you this story, Del, because it's parrots. There are five parrots that had to be separated from a zoo because they kept cursing at the people that walked by. When a parrot tells you F off, it amuses people very highly. It's brought a big smile.
That is fun.
For a really hard year. Yeah, apparently we're called people twats. And
can you do that?
Yeah. You can't say that?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure about that word?
No.
Well, I wasn't titillating. All I was saying was that's what they were saying.
Look, the only people who heard it were the West Side, because I didn't run in there and hit the.
You didn't.
I don't have the ability to. I don't have the ability. I got to do this. I can only hit it for one.
I'm too busy. Is that what you just said?
I can only hit it for one, and then I got to run in there and hit it for the other one. That's crazy.
Well, on the West Side, they're getting the unedited version.
That's true. Tune in the future, everyone. If it's clear, listen to 92.5, because that's the place you're going to hear the curse words.
Yeah, so they had to separate these birds. Somebody taught them to swear. And as people were walking by them in the zoo, should I play one?
Well, not if they're swearing unless it's cleaned up.
But if it's a parrot saying it, it's okay.
I feel like it's not the right thing to do. It's still a curse word.
A man is battling police to keep his job as an ice cream man. He wants to go around the neighborhood. Do you think it should be okay for someone to go around the neighborhood and sell ice cream?
Do you have to be sanctioned to sell ice cream? Because I get why it might be a little weird for people if just some guys walking around selling ice cream to your kids.
Well, he's a registered sex offender.
Well, that's a problem.
Probably.
Because the ice cream is likely to bring you into contact with the people you should have no contact with. Is he a registered child molester or a sex offender?
Well, he was given a suspended jail sentence in 2016 for possessing indecent images of children.
Well, there that is.
Yeah. I don't know if I want him selling ice cream in my neighborhood to the kids.
particularly if it feels, well, I don't know how you figure out how it feels that he picked up this profession to be around kids. Because some people sell it because it's a money-making venture, but did he just randomly start because, you know what, he had an idea about what could bring him into contact with children? I feel like that's what I would investigate.
I feel like that's bait. You know, ice cream.
It is.
It is. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I probably would vote against that guy.
Yeah.
Being in the neighborhood selling ice cream to kids. Scott Morrison. I guess Scott Morrison is the president of ABC.
He's
very surprised. He said on a radio show in Sydney, he's very surprised that his ABC staff would have voted against him cutting their pay.
He thought they're all in. Why did he cut his pay? You got to set an example.
See, I don't know that's the case.
So did he? So he decided they needed to get pay cuts. And if you don't decide to do it yourself, why are you surprised?
Well, they voted against it.
That's surprising, apparently.
That shouldn't surprise anyone.
So excuse me, sir. Are you telling me that I can vote whether I make the same amount of money I've made before or I'll make less?
Or am I less? Yeah.
And I get to keep my job either way, right?
Right.
I'm gonna take the option where I make the same money.
What do you think was a peak number of searches after the Trump-Biden debate?
Proud Boys?
Nope.
What else? What else was a big deal?
How to apply for Canadian citizenship.
I did see a lot of people going, our country's doomed.
yeah. A peak number of searches for how to apply for Canadian citizenship happened immediately after the debate.
I don't know why you people think Canada wants us. Canada's made it pretty clear that we're going to make – if you guys decide to come up here, forget about the whole you're Americans and you've lived under Trump. You got the whole corona thing. We're going to put you in a box practically for 14 days to make sure you're clean. We don't want you dirty people up here.
Do you want to buy a T-shirt with stand back, stand by?
I'm not interested in it, no.
You're not?
No.
Well, you can't on Amazon. They blocked the sale of the merchandise.
It's not surprising, considering what designation is for that group.
Do you think that you should have the right to buy Stand Back and Stand By?
You can buy the shirt directly from the Proud Boys if you'd like. I'm sure they have a website where they're selling things, but Amazon is a private company who can decide what they want on their website or not. And probably more people than not are saying, hey, could you take that down? Why are you having it on the site? And Amazon listened. I mean, I'm sure you can find a Proud Boys shirt somewhere else.
Yeah, Constantine Toropin tweeted out, you can buy this on Amazon, and Amazon since has taken it back. Who names their kids Constantine anymore? That sounds like it's something from, like, biblical age.
Sounds like he was a conquistador is what it
sounds like. He's from Constantinople. When was the last time you talked about – when was the last time you went to Constantinople?
Never.
Never.
I've never met a person named Constantine or Constantine, whatever his name is.
Constantine.
I've never met anyone named that.
Yeah. I know, right?
Certainly not a first name.
I mean, who would name their kid that?
Some pretentious person.
Right.
That's the only way that comes about.
Constantine. Come. Don't give any more porridge to the poors.
Apparently there's a rock singer named Constantine.
Is there?
Yeah. I guess. I've never heard of him before.
I don't know.
It's a pretentious first name.
It really is. And he said you could buy stuff on Amazon. And
apparently
you can't.
It's Greek.
Yeah.
Did you meet any kids named Constantine?
No. I did have a second, third cousin named Con. He was probably
Probably. So if you're Greek, you have a bigger shot of being named Constantine.
Yeah, but I don't want that.
How come you didn't name JT Constantine?
Because I'm a normal human
person.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot. All right, that's it. 1057 ESPN 97.5. The press box is next. They're proud. Are they proud, boys? No.
I would say don't put that tag on anyone.
They're proud, though. And
of their Astros.
Right, of their Astros in Houston and all along the Lone Star State.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.